Hi, and welcome to the Horror Tradition Podcast, where we're getting scared together. I'm Peter.
And I'm Julie.
And I'm Lynn.
And today, instead of doing a movie review, we are going to attempt to define what family-friendly horror actually is.
Or at least what it is to us.
Right, I guess we can't define family-friendly horror for everybody. You need to make your own decision of what your kids can or cannot watch, or read, or play.
Right. And it doesn't make you a bad parent just because you let your kids watch horror movies.
That's right.
But you can definitely monitor it and, you know, talk to your kids about certain things you might not want them to see in a movie, or, you know, because it's too scary for their particular age group, or it's, you know, too adult. So you can definitely monitor it and just do what you feel is right for you and your family.
Yeah, but we're going to try to give at least a basic guideline maybe of what may or may not be appropriate.
Right.
So let's start, I guess, with just violence in a horror movie. That kind of goes hand in hand. Not every horror movie is violent or has violence in it. And I want to juxtapose that with horror in video games. I know Call of Duty is probably one of the biggest games out right now. Mm-hmm. And probably 99% of kids in the world play it.
Right.
And there is gratuitous violence in the game. But it's animated or digitized violence, so it is not, you know, live action violence like you would get in a movie.
Right. I haven't seen, I know Landon plays it, but I haven't seen much of the game, so I don't know much about that particular video game, just because it's not really one I would play. So.
Right. Or Grand Theft Auto. I mean, you played that one.
Oh, yeah.
So, more realistic, I guess, that the games mirror real-world violence. But again, they're digitized characters. So, you know, for us, I don't know, it's not a big deal. I know some people are put off of games like that. I think Landon had GTA 4 the day it released.
Right, I think so.
I don't know, he was probably 9 years old.
Yeah. I mean, there are some things in that particular video game, you know, that I've tried to make sure that, you know, he wouldn't do. You know, there's particular places you can go into and that are more adult. And so I have tried to make sure I told him not to go into those places.
Right.
And just kind of, I mean, really all he wanted to do was steal somebody's car and drive around shooting people.
Yeah.
Not that I'm teaching him to do that in real life. Definitely not. But, you know, as a game, I think that's what most kids are really doing in that particular game.
Yeah, at least kids his age. I don't know about teenagers.
No. Yeah, it's different, I think, for teenagers.
And we've been lucky that anytime a scene like that was in a game, whether it was Grand Theft Auto or Hitman, I know for sure, you know, he would come to us and just let us play through whatever section that was. And,
right.
You know, that was that.
I would always make sure I told him, you know, thank you for doing that, you know.
Right. So, I mean, that kind of covers the violence. I mean, you just need to be, you know, cognizant of what your children are playing.
Definitely.
You know, sit down and play with them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, Call of Duty is not a game that I would really play, you know, but I like Grand Theft Auto. So I would definitely sit down and play that one with Landon.
And that's a good way of monitoring without being the hall monitor. I don't really play first-person shooters on a console. I think it's really hard to do that with the control. I'm a mouse and keyboard kind of person. But, you know, I'll sit down and watch. I mean, I'll try it. It just makes me mad.
That is true.
Anyway, so that kind of covers the violence. And so next up is language. Every video game now, I think, has adult language in it.
Yeah, almost anything. I mean, even on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's any video I watch, it seems like someone has to say some type of, you know, cuss word. Yes. I watched one today, and it was kind of out of the blue. They only said it one word, but I was like, where did that come from? It did not fit into this video whatsoever, and I thought, why in the world would you even say something, you know, like that? It was just kind of, it caught me off guard. And not that I have anything against, you know, bad language or anything like that, but it just seems like it's everywhere.
Yeah, I think there's not necessarily a time and place for it, but I think a lot of YouTubers get really extreme with it. I know a lot of people Landon watches, it's just screaming and cussing, and I mean, they're like 12 years old.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, we've stopped him from watching a lot of that. I don't know. I don't even think it's entertaining. I just find it annoying.
Yeah. Same here. I think it's just unnecessary. There's no reason for these people to be screaming and, you know, cussing every two words.
Right.
It just, I don't know.
You know, a lot of horror movies do have strong language.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, it's one of those things. It's parental discretion.
Right. And, yeah, I think there is a difference if it's in, you know, kind of like a storyline as opposed to someone who is, you know, just like on YouTube trying to entertain people, and they think that's the only way people are going to be entertained is by using this kind of language, and it's not, you know, or for the average person, or at least for me, it's not, you know, I don't care, but not every other word.
Yeah, not every other word. And I mean, if I'm scared or I'm mad or I'm excited, yeah, you know, sure.
Oh yeah. I've said my fair share of bad words, but
yes.
You know, I really, I try not to make it my, you know, my first
language.
Yeah.
you know, so again, you know, violence and language, parental discretion,
mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
I know parents that, you know, they let their kids cuss. That's whatever, you know,
yeah.
Mine isn't. And
no. And I personally, I feel very uncomfortable if I was to say something like that in front of my parents.
Yeah, that's
you know,
weird.
It really is. I think I've done it one time, but I was actually repeating something someone else said. And I was like, I can't even say this word in front of my mom. This is, you know, so there. I think it's just, you know, it's respectful not to, you know, and I would hope that Landon would continue to
yeah,
to not
right.
say those things.
So that kind of covers probably the two biggest things, the violence and the language. And, you know, I feel like saying parental discretion isn't really defining family friendly. I don't want to tell you to watch Hocus Pocus. That's a family friendly movie.
Right.
But I also feel that something like Tremors is family friendly.
Yes. I love that movie.
And, you know, Tremors has, you know, adult language and there is some violence, but it's not over the top. I think it's still in that kind of fantasy violence, kind of, I guess. Just, I don't want to say fun violence. Violence,
violence is violence.
Fun. Right. I guess maybe unrealistic violence. Again, not the slasher kind of violence.
Right.
Person-on-person violence.
Right, yeah.
So let's find out kind of where we've gone wrong as far as introducing horror to our son. Landon's going to come on. He's 11. He'll give you kind of a different point of view. I mean, we're old fogies, I guess, now.
Well.
So, you know, it's just a different perspective. I mean, what I think is or is not scary, he doesn't. So, you know, we'll see. It'll give us a different viewpoint.
So, Landon, as far as scary movies go, what is your favorite?
I think it is because, like, it doesn't have that much, like, gore and, like, bad language, I guess. So, like, I think that's good for kids and, well, I think it's a good movie to start off with kids. It.
The movie It?
Yes.
Okay. Pennywise is pretty creepy.
Like, it's good to start off with, like, kind of like younger kids, like 9.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you think, do you like the movie because there are, it starts out with kids, so it's a story about kids.
Yeah.
So that makes it interesting to you.
Because, like, you see them, like, grow up into, like, this, like, horror kind of like dream, but it's not a dream. It's
right. So you see them grow up, so you know they didn't get killed, right?
Yep.
Okay, so did it scare you?
It did on some part.
Right. Okay, now would you watch a movie like Nightmare on Elm Street?
No.
And why is that?
Because, like, I mean, I've never, like, really, like, seen the movie, but I've heard about it. But I think there's, like, too many jump scares.
Okay.
Like, I don't really know, but...
And you don't like jump scares.
Yeah. Jump scares me.
Giddy.
Oh, my goodness.
That was funny.
So... Okay. So you just don't like jump scares?
No.
Okay. So, all right. So since we know one of your favorite movies is the movie It. And by the way, last year you dressed up as Pennywise for Halloween.
Yes, I did.
Right.
And I scared some kids. And I took a photo with someone. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome.
You did. That was pretty cool. Somebody came up and was just like really excited that he was Pennywise and was like, please let me take a picture with you. So I thought that was pretty cool.
And they gave me candy.
They did. Yes, they did. In the middle of this neighborhood, they stopped us. So I thought that was pretty neat. So we'll move on to your favorite video game.
Ooh. This is going to be a tough one.
Please don't say FIFA. We are talking about like a scary video game.
I would say Call of Duty Zombies, because it's, like, more, like, in the fantasy, like, dream world,
mm-hmm.
where you,
What do you do in the game? I don't know about, I mean, there's tons of Call of Duties, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I really don't know about this zombie one.
Okay, so you, like, spawn into a world. There's people with you. So, like, there's different rounds. So, like, each round, the zombies get harder and harder.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more zombies during that round.
Okay.
So you have to try to survive as many rounds as you can until you die.
So you're with a group of people that are helping you kill all these zombies.
Yes.
And where are you at?
There's different DLCs, but the main one is Outbreak.
Mm-hmm. So are you, like, in a town or a city?
You're, like, in, like, the Atlas Corporation, like, where...
So you're in a business.
Yes.
Okay. And something happened, and now there's zombies.
Yep.
Okay, so all these zombies are going after you, and you're just trying to kill them.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, what about, you'll play Call of Duty, but I know you have tried to play Outlast.
Oh,
is that right?
Jesus, yes.
Okay. Did you get far?
probably got to like 6 minutes through the game.
6 minutes.
So I opened this door, and like out of the darkness, a dead body just drops from the ceiling.
Oh, my goodness.
I like jump out of my seat and drop the controller.
Mm-hmm. Were you playing in the dark?
No. I was playing in the light.
During the daytime?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So now what is the difference between, I mean, a lot of people think zombies are scary. So what would be the difference between Call of Duty, zombies, and Outlast? What was it about Outlast that you no longer wanted to play the game?
I think I no longer wanted to play Outlast because of like all the jump scares and like the hanging people and this guy like recording for like a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
So like he had to go into this haunted house mm-hmm. all alone, and like there was this like huge like bodybuilder monster thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was chasing after him, and like there was nothing you could do but like hide and try to like document what was happening throughout the whole entire like house.
Right. So it's scarier to you maybe because it's like you're by yourself.
Yes.
You have no one there to help you or no one.
Nope.
Nobody.
Except for the instructions.
Right. Okay. But with Call of Duty, you're with a group of people and you're all.
Yes.
Working toward the same goal. Okay. What about, do you have a favorite scary book?
I guess Goosebumps.
Goosebumps, those are good books. I used to read those. Do you have a favorite one? Because I know there are tons of those books.
I don't really know, like, the books.
Mm-hmm. Well, more of the TV shows. Yeah. I know we've watched, I think, all of the shows.
Yes.
Did you have a favorite one of those?
Trying to remember what. I like the R.L. Stine's Haunting Hours ones.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Creepy Doll one. That one was pretty.
Oh yeah,
pretty scary
with Lily D.
Yes.
Yes. Oh yeah, that doll is pretty creepy. Now with the Goosebumps books and shows, I do like the Night of the Living Dummy. That little, is that the name? Slappy. Yeah,
yes.
He's pretty, he's kind of creepy. And there's several of those. So I really liked those. Let's see, what about Are You Afraid of the Dark? Do you like that?
Yes, I
love it. That's another TV show.
There's like so much mm-hmm. to it. It's like awesome.
Yeah, I really like those too. I think it's just something about, you know, all these kids are just sitting around this campfire and they all take turns telling a story every week. And, I mean, most of them are really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I know the one, what was your favorite one?
I think the red bike.
The red bicycle one? Yeah, that one was,
yes.
That one was good.
I love that one.
You want to tell a little bit about that one?
I don't remember their names.
I don't remember the kids' names either.
But there were these two kids. They were like best friends. And one of the kids, they were riding their bikes together. And one of the kids fell into like a dam. And his friend tried to save him, but he couldn't really.
Yeah,
because once he fell in, like, the water started rushing down and mm-hmm.
the water was rising.
Rising. And the friend couldn't really get a grip because the waters were going really fast and they were rising. So, mm-hmm. and then he drowned. Mm-hmm. And I think that's all that I know of that.
Okay. All right, so let's see what else we can ask. What about, do you have a favorite board game?
Mansions of Madness.
Mansions of Madness, that's a good like one.
The horror one.
Yeah, it's like a boutique board game. We found this board game, I think it's probably been about 2 years ago now, and it is just, we'll have to do a review on it. It's a great game. At least we all love it, and we've played with...
my grandparents.
Yeah, with Peter's mom and stepdad, and we just always have a really good time playing that one. So we'll definitely have to do a review for you guys on that one. All right, Landon, is there anything else you want to share about what you like or don't like about anything horror related?
I don't really like the Freddy Krueger, Michael Myers, Jason kind of stuff, because like some of them, like Freddy Krueger, he can like get into your dreams and haunt you and like catch you. Yeah. But like the person I would like to be chased by would be Michael Myers, because he doesn't have, like, he just has a kitchen knife, so he doesn't have that good of a reach. Michael Myers does with his machete, but I think Freddy Krueger is, like, the scariest out of all of them, because he's, like, Wolverine and Two-Face at the same time.
Yeah, it is kind of scary to think that, you know, this monster gets into your dreams to attack you. So, I mean, I know as a kid I was scared of Freddy, you know, and not wanting to go to sleep because I was afraid I would dream about him, which would, you know, in turn he would come after me.
Let me go ahead and put in a disclaimer right here. The opinions of Landon are Landon's opinions and not the shared opinions of that of the horror tradition. Now, yes. It may not be the best recommendation for a 9-year-old.
No, maybe not, because I think it's pretty creepy.
Yeah, you should start with like Monster Squad.
Yes, definitely, that's a good one too.
But I guess all in all, you know, defining family friendly is tough. Every family is different. You know, everybody's going to look at stuff differently. But I think ultimately you just need to be involved in all of it.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree.
So as long as everybody's, you know, getting scared together, then I think you're on the right track.
So we want to thank you for joining us tonight. And please don't forget to visit our blog at www.horrortradition.com, where you will find plenty other horror-related information. And I know this past week we shared a cookie recipe that was definitely delicious, so I hope you try it out. They are called the Autumn Peanut Butter Cookies. And we are also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, so please check us out there. And if you already follow us on those social media sites, thank you. And we hope you have a great week, and please join us next week when we are going to review Tremors.
Thank you for joining us on the Horror Tradition Podcast, where we are getting scared together. Roar!